a dresser would have a mirror, and a chest of drawers would just be the set of drawers.
Okay. And the room where you sleep, you call that a
ditch, bedroom.
Have you ever heard anybody use any terms for an alcove that had a bed in it?
An alcove with a bed in it. No, can't say that I have.
Okay. What about the things that you put over the windows to keep out the light?
Blinds.
Now, are those made out of cloth or what?
No, I tell you now, cloth things will be curtains, and then you got Venetian blinds, which are that row of flexible metal that you can operate with a string. And then you got rollers, which are kind of cloth or paper-like things you pull down or let up.
You just call them rollers?
I just call them rollers.
What would you call
them? Now, you might call them shades or roller shades.
Do you ever heard people call curtains anything else?
Drapes.
Same thing.
Now, to me, a drape is a longer and more elaborate kind of a deal. And curtains are smaller, and in other words, drapes go from the top of the window to the floor, and curtains just go from the, circumscribe the window.
Okay. What about the place where you hang your clothes, you call that?
Closet.
And a place right underneath the top of the house, some people use for storing.
Be in the attic.
Does this house have one?
Yeah. I've never been up there, but it's got one. I'm afraid to go up there.
Tamron Willard. What about the room where you cook? You call that a
kitchen.
You ever seen one that wasn't a part of the main house, but was...
Yeah, I sure have. There's a relative of mine up in Dayton, Tennessee, that still has a kitchen off from the main house. It's still called a kitchen, but there was just a path to it. It was outside.
Any idea why it was built like that?
Really don't know why. It was big enough to where that people, when they would, now I don't know about this, but they'd come in from the fields from working and could eat in the kitchen without going into the house, and that may be the reason. Because you work in the field, you get pretty damn dirty.
I've had people tell me because of the heat generated during the summer and dangerous fire too.
Yeah.
Makes sense. What about any name for a little room, maybe right off the kitchen, where you keep canned goods, dishes, that kind of thing?
Well, now I generally just keep that stuff in cabinets or a closet, but you know, it's called a pantry. If it's a room, then you call it a pantry. And my grandmother called it a safe. She had two different things she called safe. A safe was the little room that she kept flour and all canned goods and so forth in. And then there was another safe, which was a piece of furniture where she kept, you know, like leftover food and kept it warm. Just put it in there and shut it, cover it over, and then shut it up, and it kept it relatively warm. And then, you know, she'd serve the warmed over food or leftovers that way.
What about a lot of old worthless things that you have? Maybe like a broken down chair, but you just don't want to get rid of them, so you had a lot of
old junk.
Any name for maybe a room in the house where you keep that?
Just a junk room or plunder room.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes when some women get up early in the morning before they do anything, they might go around the house and maybe straighten something here, or, you know, just that kind of thing. What would you say?
Just clean up the house.
Mm-hmm. You heard anything else in that?
Straighten up, tidy up.
Mm-hmm. Heard anybody say pick up the house?
Yeah, sure have. Now, that's something my grandmothers both say, is pick up the house. Mm-hmm. And my mother says it, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. She says I'm going to pick up the house.
Okay. What about a thing you sweep with? You call that a
broom.
And say if I'm looking for the broom and it's, say it's in a corner and the door's open so that I can't see it, you'd say that the broom is...
Be over behind the door.
What about a chore that women used to do a long time ago, particularly on Mondays, they did there?
Well, now, generally the washing was done on Mondays, and the ironing was done on Tuesdays. Or the washing and ironing were sometimes done the same day.
Have you ever heard that operation called anything else?
To do the laundry, or do the wash.
Okay. Say, if I wanted, well, that place in, right in front of your house that you don't